Make the choice to live well today.
2CH.
Home cooking. Home cooking.
Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
My kitchen rules last night was just short of...
I caught 5 minutes on Sunday night. I watched Jess and Felix. They're the couple from Western Australia. He's a miner and she's a designer. And despite her cockiness, because she kept saying what a fantastic cook she thinks she is, I did feel sorry for her when Pete Evans told her it was the worst dish in the show. And Manu said it was far too much on the plate, you know, and it really was. It was like an entree and main, you know, in one serving. However, it was tempered by their dessert, which apparently was simple and tasted very good. And they were told it was the best dish of the night, the mince slice with the macadamia praline. Keep it simple, as I always say. But anyway, they were kicked off the show and they've gone. But I did like what Felix said to Jess later. Felix Miner said that Jess is a gem. That was rather cute.
It's obviously, how important is the cooking to the show? Because, I mean, it's an extraordinary success.
I think it's really a lot about what goes on amongst the couples and the way they sort of connive and the way they speak about each other, which often is very unkindly, and I don't like, actually, I have to admit.
No, but obviously that's what gives
them... that's what a lot of people do like, yes.
Now, listen to this. The London Fire Brigade yesterday revealed fires from... deep frying pans have increased 14% in the last 12 months, and they think the technique of triple cooking that's favoured by Mr. Blumenthal, what's his name?
Heston.
What is this? What does he do? What's this three times you've got to do your chips?
It's a good idea to, you know, it's always suggested that you double fry your chips. I wasn't aware of the triple frying. I do remember many, many years ago that Margaret Fulton, you know, our famous Margaret Fulton, had... Some oil on the stove, and the phone went, and she was deep frying chips, actually. The phone went, she went to answer the phone. Next thing, her kitchen was aflame. So it's always a good idea when you're cooking not to go and answer the phone or the front door, actually. But Mr. Blumenthal, you know, is responsible for introducing many sort of fancy ideas, and I guess if people at home are trying them out, you know, that they're going to strike a few problems from time to time.
And what about that story I read in the paper at the weekend about fermented food? Now, to me, fermented food's food that's just about to go off, isn't it?
Isn't that the sort of food you like?
Yes, it is. Having been born and bred on a farm.
Moldy cheese that I find in your fridge. And
yes.
Moldy vegetables.
Absolutely.
I guess that's why you'd claim that's why you've kept going for so long and are so healthy.
Well, if you lived on a farm without electricity.
Oh, you poor thing.
And
listen, the point is, I know this fellow's coming out from America, Sandor Katz, to promote his The Art of Fermentation book. But I think it's a shame that people don't recall Bill Mollison, our very own Bill Mollison, who not only introduced us to permaculture worldwide, but he wrote a book on fermentation at least 20, 25 years ago. It's still on Amazon, actually, that book. So, you know, we've got our own fermenters here in Australia, so I'm not sure how much we can learn from Mr. Katz, but anyway, we'll find out.
Okay, what are you going to tell us today?
Luscious, juicy plums are in season. I've seen them everywhere. And late season, peaches and nectarines, although most of the peaches are now clingstone. They're not easy to get off the stone. So I've given you a recipe today for a really lovely rustic tart using plums and peaches and some nectarines. If you want, you can just work out your own mix of the stone fruit. And the pastry is made with cream cheese, butter and flour, and it's a very pliable pastry, and you can manipulate it in any way you like. So it's a free-form pastry. Fill it with the stone fruit, which is mixed with some caster sugar, and bake it in the oven and serve it with cream, or I love with vanilla yogurt. So I've got the recipe up there on my webpage, sheridanrogers.com.au, for the rustic tart of plums and peaches.
Wonderful stone fruit. Beautiful at this time of the year.
Absolutely magnificent, and it's very affordable. You know, I've seen some prices for around $3 a kilo.
Farewell to you till next week.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.